League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One of my favorite days ever is coming up tomorrow, starting 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. It's Groundhog Day tomorrow.
Why is it one of your favorite days, Kevin?
I just love the movie with Bill Murray, and I love the day, and I watch the stream every morning, and I try to see which groundhogs see their shadows here in Connecticut and Punxsutawney. It's a whole thing.
It is exciting, though. It's exciting times, and everyone's kind of wondering, oh, what's going to happen?
Right. So we're joined today, actually, by Zoo Director Greg Dancho from Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo, and we're talking about Groundhog Day. Do you get as excited for this, Greg, as we do?
I do. Well, this winter's kind of been like Groundhog's Day every day, isn't it?
I know, it's
gray,
so true.
Yeah, but Groundhog's Day is a lot of fun because we have fun with it. It's a tradition. It's been going around for since 1886. So it's been going around for 138 years.
Oh, wow.
People have been celebrating Groundhog's Day. And it started out with actually people who hunted groundhogs in Punxsutawney. Which is where it started. It was the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club. And one member decided, he was a newspaper editor, and he decided that he was going to name Punxsutawney Phil, the local groundhog, be the only weather prognosticating groundhog in the country. So that's how it actually started out. This year will be the 138th celebration of Groundhog Day. Pretty cool.
That is very cool. I didn't even know the history to our friend Phil over in PA.
I know, that's so neat. I never knew that. Yeah, so, I've always obviously known about Punxsutawney Phil, but, Jenna's new here to Connecticut, so she didn't realize that we have one right here at Beardsley Zoo.
Yeah, someone mentioned Beardsley Bart, and I was like, wait a second, who is Bart?
Well, Beardsley Bart is a black-tailed prairie dog, so he is actually only prognosticating prairie dog probably in the country right now.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool. Beardsley Bart was brought in because people have come to the zoo and say, are you in on this groundhog thing? Sure we are. However, can we see a groundhog? All of our groundhogs at the zoo are wild.
Mm.
They're not part of the zoo. They're not under human care. So actually, they're all hibernating right now. Groundhogs are actually one of the few true hibernators, largest hibernators that we have. It's one of the largest hibernators we have in the state of Connecticut. So actually, they feed themselves up and go down below, and they will actually go to sleep for the wintertime. Whereas prairie dogs, which we have at the zoo, that we've had for many years, will come up in the wintertime. They'll come up when it's a little warmer and get to take a look around and then go back down. So we feel that we actually have an in here with Beardsley Bart, that Beardsley Bart's actually going to take a look and see what's going on Groundhog Day.
That is so interesting. And would there have been another animal maybe if the prairie dog hadn't been the one? Is there something else we could rely on?
At the zoo? We have be interesting. It wouldn't be a mammal at all. I'd be looking at things like spring peepers and toads, because they come up early in the spring, too.
I love that.
Have a toad's day.
I started out as a herpetologist, so I'm gonna lean a little bit toward the reptiles bit. But yeah, the groundhogs we have at the zoo are sleeping. The prairie dogs we have at the zoo are actually going under renovation right now. Mm. So Beardsley Bart is going to make a prognostication, but we're going to do that on Groundhog Day. But he's actually in an undisclosed location right now.
And when does that usually happen on Groundhog Day? In the morning, right?
First thing in the morning. We'll take care of that. Yeah. We'll send out some social media on that to see what Beardsley Bart has to say. Now, what's interesting about Beardsley Bart is that he's always been right.
Really?
He's never been wrong. Yeah, always, 100%. Spring has always showed up.
I love that. I love early spring.
I didn't say early spring. He said spring will always
show up. Oh, spring is going to show up.
Like it'll get here eventually.
I like that too. Right. Yeah, it's going to come.
100%. He's 100%. His predictions are always 100%. Spring will show up.
That's great.
That's good.
Tell us a little bit about this event happening too at Sacred Heart Community Theater.
Well, Sacred Heart, we have partnered with Sacred Heart University Community Theater. They're going to be showing Groundhog Day, your favorite movie.
Yeah.
And we're going to be bringing a special guest for anybody coming to the presentation that day. We'll have an animal ambassador that will be out there. And we do animal ambassadors as part of our education program, talking about different types of animals. This animal will be a special guest, a little bit of a surprise. It'll be, it won't be that big of a surprise. Groundhogs and prairie dogs are all in the rodent family or squirrel family. This guy is the same thing. So you get a little bit of a hint of what the animal could be. But they're going to be, guests will have a chance to meet our special guest from the zoo, and presentation will be about 7 o'clock p.m. This Friday. So again, the movie, we won't be showing the movie, but we'll have a chance to see this interesting animal we have from the zoo coming down to visit.
That's exciting. I'm so curious. I wish you could just spill the beans right now, but it's okay.
No,
it's okay.
Well, don't like me. Yeah, no, let's put it this way. It's very, very, very cute.
Oh, yes.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. Okay, Jenna and I want to make our predictions real quick, and we'll get your thoughts. So, Jenna, what do you think is going to happen with Beardsley Bart?
I think there's going to be a little bit of a winter extension happening.
You think
I feel like
more winter?
Yeah, more winter.
I'm thinking early spring. I know spring's going to come eventually, but I'm thinking it's going to be early. What do you think, Greg?
Well, you know, just from being observations, around the zoo, our narcissus plants are popping up out of the ground already. So I'm going with early spring.
Oh, wow.
All right. I hope so. Fingers crossed.
You have great indicators all around you, Greg. I'm so jealous.
All right, Zoo Director Greg Dancho from Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo talking to us about Beardsley Bart, and we're really excited for Groundhog Day tomorrow. Thank you so much, Greg, for taking the time to talk to us.
You guys take care.
Thanks, Greg. You too. Star 89.9, it's Kevin and Jenna. We're going to rest up for the big day tomorrow.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.